Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And so, my friends, did you bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 40. And we're going to read verses 1 through 2. And I need your attention right here on the screen. And so, I've entitled this evening's message, Jesus Will Comfort His People. Jesus will comfort His people. Praise God. Are you there at Isaiah chapter 40? And we're going to read verses 1 through 2. And the Word of God reads, comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has what? Received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins, for all her sins. My friends, I'm here to let you know that right now, our country is in the midst of turmoil. Yes, even though the media has called the election and has given it to Biden, for those who have been praying conservatively, it's not over until it's over. And so, from what I understand, there's going to be a whole lot of litigation, and there's still possible victory for those who want to end abortion, for those who want our country to be blessed by God. God will not bless sin. I hope you know that. And so right now, as you look up here, in the state that we live in right now, many people today are crying out for comfort, but don't know where to find it or how to receive it. You see, right now, there are many hurting people right now in our life. There may be someone in your family. There may be lots and lots of turmoil right now taking place in people's lives. But I'm here to let you know that the Word of God, praise God, praise God. The Word of God is our great comfort. Can I get an amen? That's right. Now, let's go to God's Word right here. In Isaiah 40, the Lord comforts His people by what? Reminding them of His promises, attributes, and love. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed, my friends? Aren't you so blessed that God has a plan? And His plan is so much better than our plan. I'd rather follow the Lord than to follow my own plan. Listen, my own plan will crash and burn. But God's plan is from everlasting to everlasting. God has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. God loves you. He understands our situation at hand. And He's there to help us. Can I get an amen? That's right. Yes, He is. So let's look at several principles tonight. And this whole study tonight is that God is the God of all comfort. Jesus will comfort His people. And if you are a called out Christian, called out of darkness into His marvelous light, then you can take heed this evening and know with great hope and great expectations that God is for us and not against us, that God has done the miraculous in our life. He went to great lengths to die on a hideous cross for your sins and my sins. And God has a mighty plan. And God will comfort us in situations that we could least expect. Some of you right now are going through some serious trials. Some of you are going through some serious setbacks in life right now. But I'm here to let you know, no matter how great or small your predicament may be, I'm here to let you know that God is for you, not against you. God will comfort you. God is the lifter of our heads. He is the bishop and lover of our soul. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So let's look at a principle right here. Let's look at this. Number one, although situations constantly change, The Word of God stands forever. Say that with me, saints of God. The Word of God, what? Stands forever. Now, God's Word is immovable. God's Word is forever settled in heaven. You need to know that you can count on the Word of God. God cannot lie like a man. God will tell us truth. God will not lie to us. Now, let's look at Isaiah right here. Let's look at the Word of God right here. Isaiah 40 and 8. The Word of God reads, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our Lord stands," what? Forever. Forever. And my friends, how long is forever? It means forever. God's Word is forever settled in heaven. Listen, politics, generations, kingdoms and nations, they come and go. But God is forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. And God is in complete control. Did you know He's in complete control of this even election? Oh, that's right. And like I shared earlier, it's not over till it's over. Praise God. Now, let's look at our next principle right here. Number two, like a shepherd, the Lord tends, gathers, carries, and what? Gently leads His people. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed that God has taken time out, hallelujah, out of eternity past to step into our realm to watch over us, to bless you, to keep you, to feed you, to clothe you, to house you. Can I get an amen? Even when we get sick, God heals us. Praise God. God has an answer for every situation of life. But you got to learn to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, what? Acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Why? Because the Lord God Almighty is upon us. His anointing is upon us. Praise God. As a born again child, wash in the blood, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, water baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are forever His. And God soon and very soon will come back for His church. We are His church. We are His bride. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Look at Isaiah right here. Look at this right here. In Isaiah 40 and 11, He will what? He will feed His flock like a shepherd. That's you and I. We're His flock of His fold. He will gather the lambs with His arm and carry them in His bosom, and gently lead those who are with what? Young. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed, my friends? Huh? Aren't you so blessed that He's for us? He's watching after us. He's caring for you. Listen, just pause for one moment. Go back until the youngest you can go back. For me, I can probably remember till about 5 years old. I can't remember anything beyond that. But since we were conceived in our mother's womb, He's been caring and watching over us. That's right. He's always supplied all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Listen, He was good to you and I even in our BC years. Can I get an amen? Before we even got saved, He was still with us. Even in the midst of our rebellion, even in the midst of our sin, God was with us. He never left us. Can I get an amen? And He knew the day that He would just come crashing down on our life when we thought we had it going on. That's right. He abruptly came and put us on pause. He gave us a mind to be saved. He gave us ears to hear and eyes to see. He's the one that quickened us that we would come, hallelujah, to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you so blessed? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, let's look at another principle right here. Look at this. Number three, the greatness of God's power and knowledge are displayed where? In His creation. There's no excuse. Praise God. Hey, listen, how many unbelievers have you tried to convince that there's a God? And in their philosophical mind, in their humanistic mind, we know that they don't believe God. A lot of them don't. Or some of them say, oh yeah, there's a man upstairs. Those are the agnostics. They believe that there is a type of God, but they don't believe that Jesus Christ is, hallelujah, God Almighty. And so let's go to Isaiah right here. Let's go right here. Look at this. Isaiah 40, 12 through 13. Look at this. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has? Look at this. Look at number 13. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or as his counselor has taught him? Wow. What can we do to say, oh God, you need to do it like this, or you need to go in this direction, or God, you need to do something about that mess over there? No. No, my friends. God is in total control. We're the ones that, unfortunately, soil our pants. We're the ones that are the ones that crash and burn, and God is there to scrape us off the mat. When we do face plants, he comes with his supernatural spatula to scrape us off the cement, and then he washes us and he cleanses us, and then he gives us another path and another chance to follow him. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed, my friends, that God will never leave us nor forsake us? He's always there to help us in every which way. Why? Because he's the God of all comfort. He's the God of all grace. He's the God of all mercy. Now, let's look at our next principle right here. Jesus is what? He's sovereign over all the events on the earth. That's right. That's right. Listen, including this election. He's in total control. He didn't catch anything but oh my gosh. Oh, the majority of my people wanted Trump and Biden won. Oh, what am I going to do? No, God is not up there doing that. He's sovereign. Listen, there may be a reason that you and I don't know right now why these things have already occurred, but I'm here to let you know he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's from everlasting to everlasting, for he is God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Let God be God. And listen, all you need to do is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. But God is saying, acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will what? Direct our path. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's go to this next scripture right here, found in Isaiah 40, 21 through 23. Now, look what the Word of God says here. Have you not known? Have you not heard? I love Isaiah. He's always asking these questions. Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. That's what we're called in the Bible, grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princesses to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth, what? Useless. Oh my gosh, my gosh. Aren't you so blessed to know he's in total control? Listen, the Bible says he sits on his throne and there's no one that sits besides him. Praise God. He is the sovereign king of the entire universe. That's right. Listen, there's three types of heaven. The Bible says the first heaven is underneath his atmosphere. The air that we breathe. That's right. Now, when we get above that first layer of atmosphere, now we enter into outer space, where all the galaxies and the planets and the stars and the moons and everything that's there, the Milky Ways, all these giant stars and planets, way greater than our Earth and our Sun. And yet, our Hubble telescope can only see so far. It can only see trillions and trillions of light years away. And yet, above that is where God lives. That's right. God is so vast. Heaven is above that. That is the third heaven. And only a couple have got to get a glimpse of it. Paul was allowed. Praise God, to see heaven. He said, ears have not heard, eyes have not seen what God has prepared to those that love him. He was speechless. He couldn't even describe what he saw. And also, John the Beloved saw a glimpse of it. Listen, it's going to be mind-blowing. Listen, the most brilliant, the most elaborate, the most expensive home in Rancho Santa Fe will look like a dunghill to what God has prepared those who love him. Oh my God, I can't wait. I can't wait to see the mansion he has made for you and me. That's right. Now, let's go to our next principle right here. He gives strength to those who are what? Weary. Weary. Listen, you and I, we are going to experience weariness at times in our walk with God, on our job, with relationships, with our children, with our grandchildren. Listen, we're going to experience that. But I'm here to let you know that the one that will always comfort you and I is the Lord God Almighty. Why? Because he can touch us in places that even your spouse, even your child, no matter what, cannot touch you in your innermost being like the Lord. The Holy Spirit can touch you in places that you could never experience until you receive the Holy Spirit of promise. That's right. Now, let's look what Isaiah says about this. Look at this, Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. Look what God's word says right here. It says, he gives power what? To the weak and to those who have no might. He increases what? Strength. Look at that. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young shall utterly fall. But look at this. Say that with me. Those of you that are at home, those of you in your living room, those of you right now that are watching this right now on Facebook and YouTube. But those who wait on the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall what? Walk and not faint. Praise God. Praise God. Saints, although the Apostle Paul endured great hardship and pain, he also experienced God's amazing comfort in the midst of suffering. That's right. In the short passage of 2 Corinthians, he uses the word comfort several times. And what does he do? He describes the Lord as the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all, say that with me, all of our afflictions. Praise God. I got word to back that up. Let's go there right now. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 7. Look what God's word says. Blessed. Say that with me. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at this. The Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Who what? Verse 4. Who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are what? In any trouble, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through who? Through Christ. Look at this in verse 6 and 7. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. So Paul's going on to explain that even though we have to experience suffering, the suffering Christ has been through it all. Jesus understands suffering no better than anyone on this planet, especially how he was crucified. Now look at this. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is what? Steadfast. Because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, you also will what? Will partake of the consolation. What is that consolation? Salvation. Eternal life. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed, my friends, that God has saved us from the guttermost to the uttermost? You and I have been washed, sanctified now, Holy Ghost filled. Hallelujah. Now we are heaven bound and there's a hell to shun. Praise God. So I ask this question right up here. Look at this. What is comfort? What is comfort? What is comfort, my friends? Well, saints, the New Testament word, comfort, it means to encourage or come alongside. You see, when Jesus was nearing the end of his earthly ministry, and we all know he had a beautiful 3.5 years of ministry, he promised to send another comforter who would be like him. And where do we find this? We find it in the Word of God. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this. Let's go God's Word right here. John 14, 16. And I will pray. This is Jesus praying. I will pray the Father, he shall give you what? Another comforter, that he may abide with you, what? forever, forever. See, you got to remember, my friends, Jesus was with his apostles and his disciples for 3.5 years. So he actually got to touch them. They got to touch him. He was a tangible, real, 100% human and 100% God at the same time. He was the God-man. But he said that when he goes away, he will send what? A comforter. Praise God. He was talking about the new birth. He was talking about being born again. You see, in the book of John chapter 3, the Bible says there was a man named Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no man can do these miracles unless God is with them." Jesus cut through the chase. He cut through it all. He said, "Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Then Nicodemus said, "How can a man be born again when he's old?" In other words, he thought that you had to crawl back into your mother's womb and come out again. You see, John, hallelujah, John, who wrote all this down, understood what the Spirit of God was showing him. So Nicodemus had to be taught because he only knew of the earthly things. Jesus was talking about the second birth. The second birth is being born again. Meaning the Spirit of God had to come from heaven to come into us. But the only way that could ever happen is with a true heart of repentance. You see, my friends, when a heart repents, when a heart cries out to God, when you are sorrowful for your sins and God allows you to see your sin and you cry out and you ask for forgiveness, that's when the miracle takes place. You see, with that heart of repentance, then God can apply the blood. And once he applies the blood, he has cleansed our vessel, hallelujah, of any kind of impurity. And then he can allow the Holy Ghost now to come in and live inside of us. Praise God. Praise God. See, God will not live inside of someone that's never been washed in the blood. Why? Because that person is unregenerated. But when we get filled with the Spirit of God, hallelujah, there's a regeneration that took place, and it was through a heart of repentance and the blood of the Lamb. Come on, somebody got to give God praise and glory, hallelujah. Why? Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praises. Hallelujah. You need to shout it from the rooftop. You need to tell somebody that God wants to save you. Hallelujah. That God wants to fill you with his power. He wants to fill you with his Spirit. He wants to give you a new life in Christ. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's look at this next verse in John. Look at this. But the Comforter, which is what? The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Listen, this is why whenever you're in a predicament, whenever you're in that pickle, whenever you need a word from God, God will bring to your remembrance the Spirit of God will bring to you, hallelujah, the Comforter will bring to you his word to give you for that moment. And let me tell you, it'll just come out of nowhere and God will give you the answer that you need. Can I get an amen? That's right. Why? Because God's in total control. He's in total control of our lives. Praise God. Praise God. So my friends, at that moment of our salvation, the Holy Spirit comes to what? Live within us and walk alongside us through life's challenges. How many have you been challenged thus far in your life, in your Christian life? Oh, many of us. And he's always there when we need him to what? Lighten the load and quiet down our fears, to lift our spirits, to ease our pain, or even to just navigate where we need to be. Can I get an amen? Praise God. God, praise God. We serve a mighty God. I hope you know that. How many believe that we serve a mighty God? He's worthy to be praised. Praise God. Praise God. And so, my friends, God wants to do the miraculous in our life, in your life. Now, every aspect of our lives is included in the Holy Spirit's ministry. I hope you know that. Although we may not feel his presence at times, and listen, it's not about wanting to fill his presence all the time. We have to walk in faith. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. And even though we don't feel him at that moment, he's never left us nor forsaken us. Can I get amen? That's right. You know, it's like this. When you first get saved, he's all over you. Man, it's like a rushing mighty wind. You feel his presence. But as you mature in Christ, there are times when you may not feel him. And then we'll notice something and we'll start crying out for him. Listen, a brand new infant, a new baby, it knows its mother's heartbeat. And if that mother were to walk away just for a moment, that baby will sense that the mother's not there. And what does the baby do? It cries out. Well, we cry out for God all the time. Can I get amen? Why? Because we're his children. And so although we may not feel his presence at times, saints of God, you need to understand, he's always there teaching, guiding, leading, strengthening, and what? Encouraging you and I. Praise God. Praise God. Now, I want you to see this for a moment. The Holy Spirit seals believers. That's right. It seals us. That's right. You know, saints, the evidence of your salvation, my salvation, is displayed by the sealing of the Holy Spirit. That's right. You know, we need to go to God's Word and confirm this. Why? Because God said it in his Word that we are forever his. We are sealed until the day of redemption. Let's look at God's Word right here. It's found in Ephesians chapter 1. Look at verse 11 through 14. In him, say that with me, in him also we have what? Obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of what? His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Praise God. Look at verse 13. In him, say that with me, in him you also trusted after you what? Heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, here's the key, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, look at verse 14. Who is the what? Guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. My friends, there are many denominations. There's what's called Arminianism. Then there's Calvinism. I like to be right dead in the center. I like to believe that those who are truly born again, filled with the Spirit of God, we are forever his. That's right. We are sealed until the day of redemption. That's right. So you got one aspect. You have the Arminian saying that, oh, well, you know what? You can lose your salvation. You can sin and walk away. I like to ask this question. If you're truly sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, where do you walk away from? God is omnipresent. He fills all space. If you go to the mountain, he's there. If you go underneath the sea, he's there. If you go in the deepest cave, he is there. We can't outrun God. He is there always with us. We are his children. Listen, I'm just going to testify. For 32 years, I've been walking with God. Have I lived a perfect Christian life? No. Will I still make mistakes? Yes. Has he left me? No. Has he saved me? Yes. Is he coming back for me? Yes. According to his word, according to his promises, according to his sealing of his believers, we will be with him when he comes back. Hallelujah. He is coming back for his church. That's right. So saints of God, when we trust Jesus as our Savior, God, he marks us as his children. What? By putting his unbreakable seal on us. The Holy Spirit comes to indwell and work within us. What does it do? It enables us to become fruitful, to accomplish whatever the Lord has in his mind. Praise God. Unless his plan is better than yours and mine. Can I get amen? Praise God. You see, my friends, we may not be able to change our difficult situations, but the Holy Spirit's presence, hallelujah, and power in our lives remains constant. Why? Because he knows exactly what God wants to produce in us and in you. Hallelujah. In my life, in your life. And what we need in order what? To persevere and to learn from it. That's right. Let's look at this for a moment, saints of God. Let's look at this. What is the source of our comfort? What is the source of our comfort? Huh? Have you asked yourself, what is the source of our comfort? Well, my friends, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is the comforter. He not only has the power to change our circumstances, but He can also give us the strength, what? To endure. To endure. How many of you have problems with endurance? Huh? Listen, if you're relying on your own strength, then you will not endure. But if we rely on His strength, we will make it all the way to the end. Can I get an amen? Why? Why? Because He can also give us the strength to endure all the trials and tribulations, to stay on point. Can I get an amen? Now, He's put a limit on what He allows us to suffer and promises that He will not let us be tempted beyond what we're able to bear. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that, saints of God? Huh? Aren't you so blessed? Now, I got some word to back that up. Let's go here. Look at 1 Corinthians 10, 12 through 13. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he what? He shall fall. No temptation. Say that with me. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful. Say that with me, my friends. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to what? Bear it. See, that's God's promise. That's right. That's right. God promises that He won't put something on us that we can't bear. That's right. He'll know when to take that pressure off. He'll know when to deliver us. He'll know when to set us free. He'll know when to lift us up. He'll know that it's time now that we would be shaken in the midst of our turmoil, and then free us to continue to do the work of the ministry. Oh, yes. I've heard so many stories where God had to come in and do a work in us, that we will be able to complete what He has started in us. Did you know God will complete what He started in you? That's right. Yes, He will. And saints of God, furthermore, He's promised to work out everything for our good if we love Him and we're called according to His purpose. How many believe at home that you are called according to His will and purpose? Well, listen, God's Word says that. Look at this in Romans 8:28. And we know, say that with me at home, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are what? Called according to what? His purpose. Praise God. And so, saints, since He's omniscient, meaning He knows exactly what we need. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed, my friends? Aren't you so blessed to know that He knows exactly what we need to become the person He wants you and I to be? And when we are hurting, He gives us what? God's genuine, lasting comfort. Praise God. Praise God. I'm so blessed to know that He gives us His best. Why? Because He wants us to succeed in life. He wants you and I to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants you and I to be an effective witness. He wants you and I to be the saint of God that He has called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Praise God. And listen, my friends, we may not have a choice regarding the difficulties that come into our lives, but we can decide how to respond. Can I get an amen? Nothing can touch us from apart God's permission. And listen to this. And we know that His reasons, my friends, for allowing suffering are good. Why? Because they teach us lessons of life. Yes, we are taught on what He wants us to learn. Praise God. That's right. And His goal, saints of God, His goal is to produce goodness and godliness in us. Increase our faith in Him. And make us useful for what? His kingdom. His kingdom. And when we trust Him, saints of God, and we depend on the Spirit's power to go through the fire, we'll come out polished, reflecting the image of Christ. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Now look at this right up here. How does God comfort us? How does He comfort us? Well, my friends, no matter what form our suffering takes, the wisest response is to immediately turn to God's Word. That's right. But that is often the last thing we want to do when we're overwhelmed with difficulties. You see, my friends, too often we'd rather seek out our own friends, and we like to call our mom and our dad or our best friend instead of calling upon the name of the Lord. But their knowledge and ability to comfort are limited. That's right. You ever call a friend, oh, you're going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And yet they cannot touch that innermost being of you. They can only give you external comfort. God gives you internal comfort. Can I get an amen? Praise God. And so in contrast, eternal truth, knowledge, wisdom are found only in the Scriptures. Only in the Word of God will you find that. That's right. I got word to back that up. Let's look at King David. He wrote this in Psalms 119, 49 through 50. Look what he wrote. Remember the word to your servant upon what? Which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. For your word has what? Given me life. Praise God. Praise God. So, look at this. How can we find comforting scripture verses? How? How? Do they happen by osmosis? Huh? Where? No, we got to open up God's Word, don't we? We got to be in the Word. We got to study. We got to dissect His Word. That's right. And so this is how we do it. We read the Bible what? Daily. Daily, my friends. And the best way to prepare for trouble is to what? Make scripture reading a regular part of each day. As we become more familiar with God's Word, we'll know where what? We'll know where to look, where we need to comfort and encourage one another, especially ourselves. A lot of times it's us that need to be comforted, yes, but God will prepare you to comfort others also through His Word. Now, look what King David wrote here in Psalms 119, 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a what? And a light unto my path. Praise God. Praise God. Now, look what Isaiah wrote here. Isaiah 49, 9 through 10. Look at what God's word says here. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest regions and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Say this with me at home, saints of God. Fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Huh? God's word is a comfort to us. Praise God. Now, look at this. Ask God for help. When's the last time you asked God for help? Huh? Or do you, when you get sick? Do you go to the emergency ward? Do you run to the doctor instead of running to God? Do you see, here's the problem. You know, we have HMO and PPO and, some have, Medi-Cal and Medicaid and all kinds of things. And yet, we got God's word to heal us. We got God's word to comfort us. And so, saints, in those times when we don't know where to turn, we can ask the Holy Spirit, what? To guide us into a passage. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed that the passages of God will speak to our needs? Oh, yes. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He knows exactly what promises will encourage you and I and what instructions will help us. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yes, it does. Look what King David wrote right here. He wrote this in Psalms 46, 1 through 4. We're coming in for a close. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will what? Not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Look at verse 3. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Huh? We can ask Him to show us the next step and reveal what He wants to accomplish in your life and my life. You see, my friends, the Lord delights in speaking personally to us. What? Through His Word. When we come to Him humbly. When we come to Him as little children seeking guidance and comfort. And so, my friends, Let's look at this. Choose to memorize God's word and hide it in your heart. Can I get an amen? Hide God's word in your heart. Learn to read. Learn to memorize. Learn to draw close to the Lord God Almighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's look what King David wrote, and we're going to come in for our close. Look at this. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed, what? To your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden, what? In my heart, that I may not, what? Sin against you. Praise God. Look at this. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. And with my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. Look at this. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not, say that with me at home, I will not forget your word. Praise God. Praise. Aren't you so blessed? Huh? Aren't you so blessed? Listen, my friends, are you ready? Are you ready? Listen, you might have just logged on right now. Or maybe you have really, truly never repented of your sins, never been filled with the Holy Spirit, never been born again, never been changed from the inside out. Maybe you grew up in church. Maybe you joined a church. Maybe you took the right hand of fellowship and joined that church, but you've never experienced the true regeneration and having been filled with the Spirit of God, who has given you a brand new nature, who has given you a new mind, a mind to be saved, the heart of repentance. If that has not taken place, guess what? You can right now. That's right. You can right now. You see, the very first sermon preached in the Word of God in the New Testament was given by the Apostle Peter. He was the one that denied Jesus 3 times. But when he got filled in the upper room with 120, including Jesus' mother was in there, she needed to get saved too. Oh yeah, I know that goes against a lot of people's theology, but 120 were in that upper room. They got filled with the Spirit of God. And so his very first sermon that he preached is found right here. Let's look at this. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 39, Peter walked down the steps because the people down below that were celebrating the feast of Pentecost thought that these 120 were drunk. They weren't drunk. It was only 9 o'clock in the morning and they thought they were drunk. They were filled with the Holy Spirit as they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And so they heard a whole bunch of tongue talking up there and they thought that they were out of their mind. Those who were down below when they heard him speaking in tongues. But then Peter came down the steps and he preached a sermon and he said in verse 38, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing to know, my friends? Huh? Isn't that a blessing to know? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. God is a good God. He is an awesome God. He's a holy God. Praise God. Now, you too can be saved. That's right. And all you have to do is cry out to Him. Listen, allow me to lead you right now. Allow me to lead you in a prayer of repentance. If God's been speaking to you right now, God is tugging at your heart. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to free you. He wants to give you a brand new life. And all you got to do is cry out with a heart of repentance. So pray this prayer and ask God to save you right now. Bow your heart and your head with me right now and pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise and glory in the house. Hallelujah. Right there where you're at. Right in your living room, bedroom, wherever you're at. Give God praise and glory. Somebody just got saved. Somebody just gave their heart to the Lord. Listen, if that's you, look it down below. That's our website. We got a brand new website. It's almost completely, but you can still operate in that website. And listen, reach out to us. We want to get you a Bible. That's right. We want to pray for you. We want to direct you to a church in your neighborhood or in your city, in your vicinity. Hopefully it's Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. And if not, if you're watching this from another state, you know what? We still want to get you a Bible. We'll even mail it to you. That's right. But you need to be in God's Word. And listen, also what we offer freely, when you log in to our brand new website, that's right, it's brand new. You got to take a look at it. You can be able to download my PowerPoint with the little videos on it. That's right. You'll also be able to download an MP3 of this sermon and also a link to Facebook and YouTube where you can watch this whole entire video. And also you can download my Word documents and have all my sermon notes. Praise God, we give it all away free. That's right. Why? Because it was freely given, and we freely give out. We're not here to sell books and tapes and all these things. No, we want to equip you. Why? Because Jesus is about to return. He's coming real soon. And so, my friends, I want to thank and praise God for each and every one of you who have tuned in this evening. I hope you enjoyed this Bible study, Jesus Will Comfort His People. And through the midst of all what's going on, continue to trust the Lord. Continue to lift Him up. And listen, my friends, I want to thank and praise also the faithful that have continued to contribute to our ministry. We thank and praise God that those who are still sending their tithes and offerings to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. And listen, if you've been blessed, if you've been watching us and you feel like you're growing, you know what? Down below on our website, there's a donate button. And guess what? You can continue to bless us with your monetary gifts. Why? Because donations are deeply appreciated. And so, my friends, I must sign off now. And I'm hoping that we can still gather this Sunday morning at 10:30 at our new facility. Now, if we cannot, and we're not allowed to, and Sweetwater doesn't allow, then I will announce Friday. We'll get the word out that we'll meet in our home. Praise God. Listen, the work of the ministry will still continue. We're not going to throw in the towel. We're not going to totally agree with this governor's edict. And so I pray that when it's time for him to be voted out, we'll get someone that will stand with the church and not be against the church. Can I get an amen? So allow me to pray the benediction so that we can be dismissed this evening. And I'm looking forward to make my announcement by Friday to let us know if we'll be back this Sunday at 10:30. And so the Word of God says in the Aaronic, in the book of Exodus, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace, in Jesus' name. Love you. God bless you. And you'll hear from me by Friday. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.